Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Josh.
I'm here. I'm ready. I have a question for you. If I give you a number, can you call them and ask? If I text you some information, will you call this number and ask them to call a different number so that you don't have to worry about it? Okay, thanks. Well, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number, listen, I'm really, really excited because I think I got it to work. I think things are going to be good. I think Blog Talk is up and going. And so you can call in to 516-595-8258. And I should be able to pick up and have a conversation with you. And you should be able to talk to me. Want to say good morning to everyone who is on Facebook Live. Good morning. It's good to see you guys. Hope everything is going well. It's cold outside, but it's warmer than it has been. And we are here in beautiful downtown Youngstown. The sun's not shining as much, but it is warmer. It's 10 degrees, but it is warmer. We'll take it. And I'm here home alone. I do have a guest coming on. We're going to be talking about abortion. And she is she's been on before. She talked about the Gosnell. Dr. Gosnell, I believe he is, out of Pennsylvania, who was killing all the aborting all those babies. So we're going to talk about that, and that'll be a good segue into some other things that have happened over the last couple of weeks in reference to abortion in states like Virginia and New York. So I want to talk about that. Also, want to talk to you guys about, I was coming in today, I'm getting my trying to get my life together, and I, you know, I'm just finding out life is just life, and you just got to just go with it. Whatever it is, just deal with it. And I came in, and the television, I turned the TV on like I always do when I come into the studio, and it, the lower third, where the little information at the bottom of the screen is, it said that billionaires, I think Bloomberg said billionaires need to stop being selfish or something out of order, that we need to tax billionaires more. And I opened my mouth and I said, really? And don't get me wrong, I'm trying to be a billionaire and I don't like paying taxes. And I, you know, it is what it is. It's life. It's what we do. It's America. And you can't get past America. America is America. But while I'm saying that, I need for you to understand, you don't take from people just because they have it. You should pay more because you have more. No, I should give more because I have more if I choose to. But just because I have it, it should be, might be mandated that I give it just because I have it and you don't. You shouldn't make me do something just because you don't have what I have. Just because I have a house, that doesn't mean I ought to move you into my house. It would be a nice thing for me to move you into my house if you needed a place to stay. It would be a good thing for me to do that. But that doesn't mean that I should be mandated. For a reason, it is, I have to. That's not how that works. And we need to understand that. There is a problem with that. When we begin to covet other people's property, don't get me wrong, you know, there are some stingy people who give only the dogs. There are people that give only the things. People have reasons to give for whatever. People buy stuff that makes no sense. I was there's a guy here, and I think he paid $27 million to build his house. To build a $27 million house in Youngstown, Ohio, that's insane. That's just truly insane to pay that kind of money in Youngstown, because that's just nuts. And I asked a friend of mine, I said, why would a person do that? She said, because they can. And I said, you know, got a point there. But if you earned it, you didn't steal it. Or if somebody gave it to you and you didn't take it, and you didn't take it maliciously, you didn't hurt anybody while you did it, I should not take it from you and be mad because you had it. And I say this, you don't know people's journey and people's story. There are people that have gone for years and decades struggling, trying to make it. And, you know, yeah, you can put a $100,000 watch on your arm, and you can spend $60 million on a plane, and you can live in a $27 million house, and you can pay $3,000 for a pair of shoes. And in my mind, it may be insane, and I believe that it is insane because I believe in eBay, or secondhand. I like consignment shops, and I will be coming to all the consignment shops because we will be doing some advertising with them, and they will be doing some advertising with us because I'm a consignment shopper. That's what I do. That's who I am. So I get a thrill when I find a $1,200 suit for $40. Life is good for me, so I will be a billionaire in a consignment shop. And me, who I am, I'm one of those people that I will probably go in there and leave. If I have my way, I will leave a couple $1,000s, so when people come in, they don't have to pay for anything. It'll just be pay it until it goes, until you run out. Because I like doing that, giving a $5 bill at the dollar store and saying, listen, if somebody comes behind me, pay for their stuff. I like doing that. That's cool for me. I get a thrill out of that because I like giving. I like people being blessed. Sometimes you don't know what people are going through, and sometimes you do a nice thing and a nice gesture for someone. And when I say that, it's a good thing. We need to do that more often. We really, really do. Because it's the right thing to do. But in saying the right thing to do, that does not mean that you should be taxed more because you made more. That's not how that works. You allow them to give. And let me say this. When you tax them, they give less. So when you look at your universities, and this is something that people do not really understand and people do not comprehend, at Youngstown State University, or let me say in Youngstown across the board, you have the Your Center, which used to be the Powers. You have the Tyler Building. You have the Oh Wow Building. You have Kushwa Hall. You have Williamson School of Business. You have the Bartlow Hall. You have Cafaro Stadium. You have the Cavelli Center. Do you realize that those things come because people who had wealth left endowments or gave money so that it would go into perpetuity so that you'd be able to actually benefit from their success? I am a huge, huge, huge Andrew Carnegie fan. My goal in life is to be like Christ and to do like Andrew Carnegie. I want to be able to make as much money as I possibly can so that I can give as much money as I possibly can. That's my personal goal. Because when I look at what that man did over in Pennsylvania, Carnegie Mellon, the libraries, even here in Youngstown, the Butler Art Museum, the Arms Museum, you have to realize those names are named after people because they made a lot of money. Some of your children are going to school because of endowment funds and because of scholarships that someone made a whole lot of money and left it so that you can go to school. When those things go away, those are your quality of life issues. When those things go away, you lose a lot. You lose a lot. And I don't think you understand that. And so taxing people and saying, I'm going to tax you because you make more, that tells you, you don't know what to do with your money. I know what to do with your money. Let me put it over here. We know giving your money to the government is not a good thing. We know that. We know that they do some really wild stuff with their money, with your money on, with their decisions when it comes to other people's money. So why in the world would you trust them to do that? I went to a play up in Cleveland last year, and actually I was a part of it. And with this play, it was about social issues, and it was about who should pay for what. And we were saying all these things that happened. And then they ask you, who should you give the money to so they can actually disperse it? We said the government is not right. We know the people who actually if it did, you wouldn't be spending something like $20,000 a year per pupil at Youngstown City Schools and them not having an excellent education coming out. You have to understand that. You really, really have to think about that. How in the world do you spend $20,000 per year per pupil and your children are still not at coming out excellent in education, excellent in reading, excellent in inquiring minds? There's a problem there. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Want to welcome everyone on Facebook Live. Want to welcome everyone on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you in a moment. Can you extend this break a minute? Okay, thanks. Just give me about a minute and a half. Hey, good morning. How are you? This is Tracy. And this is? Uh-oh, Josh, call the wrong number. Never mind. How did that happen? I don't remember calling you. Oh, somebody's supposed to call me a quarter after. She didn't call, did she? Okay. If she didn't call, I'll text her now. But you sounded great. You sounded great. It threw me off a lot. I didn't recognize your voice or mine. Great. Just call it. Just patch her in. We're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I am in studio, and I have a woman by the name of Ann McKinney, and I'm looking forward to talking with her. She is one of the makers of the Gosnell movie, and Gosnell was an abortionist in Pennsylvania who he was possessed. Good morning, Ann. How are you? It's great to have you on with me. How are things? Listen, tell my listening audience again about your movie. Let me ask you this. How many babies did he abort? Do we know? Thousands? Many, many thousands? Now, is this a re-release, or are you still in theaters, or are you on, can I find you on Amazon and Prime and Hulu and... Gosnell movie. Let me ask you this. How much dramatization did you have to put in or take out to make this a film? You know, dramatization, because a lot of times the things are embellished. So when I watch the Ten Commandments, I can't go preach the sermon because I'll get some stuff wrong. So did you have to add things into it to make it so? Wow. So where did any of the women come in or come up or did any of them actually, you know, during the trial or on the trial and talk about what had happened or what their experience was? And give me the website again. And give me the website again and spell Gosnell's name just in case. Now, I have you for a few more minutes, I know. It's the untold story of America's most prolific serial killer. And how long did it take you to make this movie? Wow. Wow. This happened in what year was it? What year was this that the Gosnell trial? So this is. Do you have a few minutes? Can you sit with me through my break? Okay. So my question that I want to know. One, you can find it on Amazon Prime. Can you find it on Hulu and Netflix? Is video on demand on your through your cable company? Okay. Okay, and then you can purchase it at Walmart and anywhere DVDs are sold. Let me ask you this: what is the feedback that you've gotten from people after they've watched the movie? Because I'm just amazed by what's going on in Virginia, Vermont, and New York. And then you have this, and it's like, I want to thank you for your time, and I appreciate you coming on and talking about the untold story of America's most prolific serial killer, Gosnell. I remember when it was in the headlines, and even the media didn't cover it like they should have. This was horrific. That'll be a good conversation. I think we'll do a movie screening. That sounds like a good idea. Thank you, Anne. I appreciate it. I'm gonna thank Anne for coming on, and she is one of the filmmakers of Gosnell, the untold story of America's prolific serial killer. You need to Google Gosnell, see what comes up, and go out and buy that movie. You should watch it. It's not good. And we ought to do better by telling the truth about what's really going on in America so that people are informed. I'm going to take a break real quick. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, AM 1440. Want you to give me a call. My call-in number is 516-595-8258. We'll see you in a moment. Hey, Josh. From now on, if you give them that number, because we'll try to do our best to take them out of the 216-901 number. It'll come straight to us. You don't have to deal with calling in and calling out for callers and or guests. I certainly will. That'll be helpful to us. I've got some ads in the works. I'm waiting on copy and some credit apps and all that, because you guys are taking care of that end. But I do have, hopefully, Window World Utterly Smooth, and CRN Behavioral Health. So just to let them know that it's running slow and folks are quitting work because they can't work in the cold or something, whatever. Furnaces are not working, and I'm not their priority right now, but it's on its way, so it's in the way. It works. So let them know that I have not forgotten that we got to start paying, and I'm out selling. So I've gotten commitments. And I think Tim will be happy when Window Wall comes on. And we got Blog Talk to work through the boards. So I'm excited about that. I'm talking and making like I'm talking to myself. So you can say anything, but through Blog Talk and through Facebook Live, they can't hear you. And I'm going to try to see how I can separate the channels, but I'm not that smart yet. I just got cords. So how you doing in the cold up there? How you kids doing? They've been off from school all week? Oh, I don't know if I'm talking to you anymore. You came back Wednesday night. Oh, you came back just in time for the cold. Oh, very good. Very good. Good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440 Talk Radio and Facebook Live. I want to apologize to everyone who is listening on Blog Talk and on Facebook Live for not being able to hear my guest. I wasn't prepared to be prepared that we were going to be technologically savvy today and have Blog Talk up. So it sound doesn't go two ways. And so I can hear the engineer and I can hear, and terrestrial on 1440, they hear everything, but you guys are not connected in so that you guys could hear her. So I'm really, really, really sorry, but we will be prepared for the next interviews, I promise. So now you get to hear me for the next 15 minutes rant and rave about how crazy things are in the world that we live in. You guys heard? You can't take money from people because they have money. That's just not right. I'm sleeping on a hardwood floor in cold houses trying to make a difference and eating oatmeal and porridge every day. And I make it big. And you can make it too. Do you understand that? Don't get me wrong. You may not be a billionaire. We need to know that. Donald Trump is exposing what was already there. We have an immigration problem. We have an immigration problem. We've had an immigration problem. And if we don't fix it, we're going to have an immigration catastrophe. It is what it is. But that didn't start when Donald Trump took office. What Donald Trump did was he exposed it, he put it on, and put a spotlight on it, and now we hate him for saying things that Bill Clinton and Barack Obama have said. Is he eloquent of speech? No. Is he going to give you a warm fuzzy? Absolutely not. He may give you a chuckle, and you may shake your head and say, I can't believe he said that, but I promise you, you're not going to get a politically correct warm, fuzzy, indirect answer from him. What we love about him is that he is a renegade. You know, everybody said they loved John McCain because he was a maverick. Well, you got one in office now. Give me a call, please, so I can know the phone lines are working and I'm back up. The number is 516-595-8258. I want to hear from you. People have said we tried to call in and they couldn't get in. I'm telling you now, we found a way to make that happen. We are back up. We are waiting for you to call in. We're making things better. We're getting things better. We're getting it right. And we're trying to massage it to where it's going to be a great professional, hopefully, probably not, show for you and for the state and for the nation. I am big on communication and sharing of ideas and thinking. I think our biggest problem in the world is we don't think. We have allowed our children not to think. So I was talking to someone yesterday. When we were growing up, we had to solve our problem. We would go and ask someone who's an adult, and they would tell us, well, what do you think? Or why are you asking me? Or you go solve this problem. Our problem is we don't do that anymore. And because we don't allow our children to solve problems and we don't allow our children to do things, we are weakening them. And the Bible says in the last day they'll become weaker and wiser. You thought it was going to come one way. We've done it to ourselves. We'll be right back. Jeez. And Tracy and friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call in number is now 516-959-8258. Want you to call in and have a conversation with us and with me. We will be here Monday through Friday from 11 until 12 until they give me some more time. Hopefully we'll make that happen. We'll have more so many listeners and so many followers that we'll have to expand our hours. I'm looking forward to that. I am really having some serious issues with this money thing that's going on and people on television. The commercial just said they're going to spend like $4.5 billion on the Super Bowl. That's what I heard. And the headline this morning was Tax the Billionaires. Does anyone realize that billionaires get their money from you? See, money transfers from companies to companies, from people to people. Money moves. And when money's moving, people are making money. The question is, can you get them to pay you for a skill, a widget, whatever? You got to be able to have something in your hand to make that happen. You understand that you hate the Waltons. Sam Walton and the Walton family, I think they are the wealthiest family in the world. They're somewhere at almost to $1 trillion in accumulated wealth. They own Walmart and Sam's Club. Do you realize Sam Walton started with a five and dime? That five and dime became this empire. Do you realize that people came from nothing? They came from squalor and became billionaires, and then because of investment, because of their decision-making, because of their choices, they have put their money to where it would grow and that it would build. But most times, if you look at where the money came from you. The question is, what can you build? What can you do? What can you make to make people give money to you? You got to think of it that way. That's how it works. It's not I sit home and get a check while everyone else goes to work. That's not how this is work. We're not in that canvas. You don't stay home, watch television, and have luxuries of life and think that's living. It's not. The greatest moment in your life is when you go to work, you earn your keep. You're independent because no one gave it to you. People help you along the way. People assist you along the way. People encourage you along the way. You have people that invest in you, but they invest in you because you're working. People do not invest in things that are not working. If you do not work, the Bible says you should not eat. I believe that. I brought my dog to work today. If someone walks in this building, she's going to bark. She's going to earn her keep. When you go to work, you don't go to work to get paid. You go to work to do a job that you get paid for. And if you are proficient at the job that you do, people will pay you more. But people do not pay you just to show up. And we need to quit teaching that you get paid to show up. Minimum wage is about getting people paid just to show up. We need to be talking about maximum wages. We need to be talking about maximum businesses. We need to be talking about how can we make America great by starting and having ingenuity. They were talking the other day about flying cars, and will Japan actually be the first country that will actually build a flying car? You know, I can only read about how they put a man on the moon. Some people believe it, some people don't. That's their choice. But America wanted to be first in putting someone on the moon. They wanted to show you that we are the leader. We are intelligent. We have the wherewithal to do whatever's necessary to be king of the hill, king of the playground. Right now, Americans, because of our entitlement, because of our laziness, because of bad, bad, bad decisions, we don't make anything. We don't do anything. We're just existing. And what makes it so bad is that we're teaching our future generations to do the same thing. And I'm not mad at the Super Bowl. I plan on watching it. I plan on finding a place on Sunday night, wherever I am, and watch the Super Bowl. That's what I like to do. I want to do that. But in saying that's what I want to do, please understand this. It is recreational. It is amusement. It is almost like the gladiators. We sit back on our TVs and we watch people get paid millions of dollars to watch a pigskin go from one end of the field to the other, and grown men hit each other to where they almost become unconscious, sometimes do become unconscious, and a lot of times get brain damage. Do we understand that? It's the same thing with boxing, same thing with baseball, same thing with football. We've got the Daytona 500 coming up in a couple weeks, where people are going to sit out in a beautiful place in the sun and watch a car go around in circles and call that amusement. And we want to say, but because you're a billionaire and you own a team, we need to take more from you. No, we need to figure out a way that you're going to give me money that you have so that I can go and make my own. America is built on capitalism. Your Constitution is built on capitalism. The reason why people want to come to America is because you can come here with nothing and leave with everything. You have to understand, America is built that you can come here with absolutely nothing. You can choose the path that you want to take, and you can leave here with absolutely everything. And it's the only place on the face of the earth that you can do that. The problem is Americans have become so complacent and so lazy and so laid back and passive that they are not willing to do anything to make ends meet, to work, to get themselves ahead, and to leave things for their children and their children's children. The principles of the Bible are always true. They are never wrong. We spend billions of dollars on stadiums that they only play games in. But we don't spend places for old people so that they don't have to go to old people prison. I'm not mad at that. But what I'm saying is, we need to do some things. If we don't like it, change it. But you don't take from the rich to give to the poor and not make the poor work for what they're getting. I don't know too many people with money that if they see somebody really, really working hard and trying to do something, they will not try to assist them in some way. You may not get what you think you deserve, but they will assist you with something. And I will say this, and I only have a few minutes before we're done for the day. We have been on 12 years here on Tracy and Friends. And the only way that I have been here is because there have been people who have said Tracy is working and we're going to advertise with her if no one is listening. We're going to help her out because she's trying to do something. Jess has been with me, I think, 10 years now. I bet you I haven't given Jeff $2,000 in the 10 years that he's been here. But he's here because we are working, trying to accomplish something. Mark has been here 5, 6 has been here 6 or 7. We have to understand that we're working on this continually. We have your Charlie Staples and your Fred Moran and your Cavellis who have made sure that we can be with you. But it's not because we don't come in and show up to be here on time to open up, to make sure that when the clock comes on, because this is one industry you can't be late for. Because I promise you, at 12 o'clock, whatever show is supposed to come on, it's going to come on. If not, you have dead air. You got to understand that. And we do whatever it takes to make sure that somebody's sitting in this chair when the lights come on. And you have to do the same thing. You have to teach the same thing, preach the same thing, because faith without works is dead. You can pray all day. You can fast all year. But if you don't work on the work that God has given you and work while it is day, because when it is night, no man worketh, you will not accomplish a goal. You cannot save people and just sit inside your churches. You got to go out and work the field. You can't accomplish anything doing nothing. So going out and saying, we ought to tax more people, that we are not Caesar. Render under Caesar what is Caesar, and render under God what is God. We work for God. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Try to stay warm. I hear it's going to be warm this weekend. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, AM 1440. The call-in number is 216-595-8258. We'll see you tomorrow. No, we'll see you Monday. God bless you and have a great weekend. Telling me to end my episode at 12 o'clock.